You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Ron Ananian. State governments everywhere are starting to tax owners of hybrid and electric cars because they claim their drivers don't pay enough in gasoline tax. Well, if you're driving an electric vehicle, they're not going to be paying any road maintenance because they're not paying any gas tax. So, yeah, that's something to look forward to. I guess they're starting to do that.
Oh, ho, ho, it's magic. You know. Never believe it's not so.
The Car Doctor.
Would it be worth it to clean the intake manifold and change the fuel filter? Honda manual says you never change that fuel filter.
So Honda thinks that we're using magic gasoline.
Well, that's what I thought.
Welcome to the radio home of Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. Since 1991, this is where car owners the world over turn to for their definitive opinion on automotive repair. If your mechanic's giving you a busy signal, pick up the phone and call in. The garage doors are open.
But I am here to take your calls at 855-560-9900.
And now, here's Ronnie.
Hey, let's get started. Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor, at your service. Thanks for stopping by the garage. And let's get this hour going. Let's go right over the phones. Let's go right to Sandy in Wisconsin, 18 Spark, and some questions about maintenance. Sandy, welcome to the Car Doctor. How can I help?
Well, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm having an oil change on Monday. My car told me that I need to get it now, and I bought the car in August of 2018. So I bought it brand new from Brenigan. I don't know if you ever heard of them or not. But anyway, I was wondering if there's anything that routinely needs to be done when a car is like that is 4 years old before I take it over with an oil change. I just wanted to know if they tell me that anything needs to be replaced. I want to know if I really do need to replace it.
How many miles are on it, Sandy?
Well, like I said, it wouldn't give me the miles. It says, but at last I looked, it was somewhere between 12 and 13,000 miles.
Okay, so it's four going on. It's 4 years old, I guess. Yeah, it's just about 4 years old, and it's mm-hmm. it's just kind of creeping up on 15,000 miles. Fair answer?
Well, not quite that much if it's between 12 and 13,000
okay.
miles.
So you
the
saw
last
it recently.
Time I saw it
okay.
before it started saying oil change, it was 12,000 something. So, and I haven't been driving it very much
right.
This since I saw that. So I'm thinking that it's probably around 13,000,
okay.
maybe a little more, but I'm not sure.
So, well, let's not split hairs. The difference between 13 and 15 in my mind as a mechanic, I'm going to err to the side of caution because here's a vehicle that more harm comes to it from sitting rather than actual use.
All right. And you know,
Yeah,
it's we want to be more cautious. You know, everybody says, yeah, but I don't use it. Listen, if you sat in a chair for the last 4 years and didn't move, would you age, right? It doesn't matter. You don't have to be up and walking.
Right.
You don't have to be up and walking to get older. So, you know, obviously an oil change is in order. My one thought would be, how often are you changing oil on this car? This isn't the first oil change in 4 years, right?
No, they say 5,000 miles. I think it's synthetic, and it isn't. I think they say every year, and my car tells me when it needs to be done.
Okay, so
and it just recently, the message just recently went on.
If I suggested to you to change the oil every 6 months, regardless of mileage, would that break your budget?
I don't know yet how much it's going to be. The price of everything has gone up so much since last year, so
right.
I'm not really sure
right.
what it will cost when I do go over there. They also told me if I got a tire rotation with it, they'd give me $5 off, which probably isn't going to help a whole lot. But
yeah.
I was wondering if it... I think it was the time before last that I got an oil change, or I mean a tire rotation, or maybe it was last year. I can't really remember.
Yeah, well, you know, if you're doing 2,000 or 3,000, let's see, you're doing 3,000 miles a year, so you're doing roughly, I don't even think you're doing 400 miles a month. You know, they may tell you it's due for a tire rotation, but you're dictating when to do things based on time, mileage, and not actual condition, if I can point that out. All right?
Okay.
I always want to know condition because, like I said, it's you actually have one of the harder cars to maintain because age, you know, just from sitting there, the car is going to age. So I agree with an oil change. All right. Just for giggles, I would pull the air filter out of the car and see what it looks like. If the air filter's dirty and there's a cabin filter in it, then it's time for an air and a cabin filter. It's 4 years old. Maybe not now.
Okay.
Maybe not now, but it is 4 years old. I would at least load test the battery to make sure it's in good order. And before its fifth year, I would consider replacing the battery. You know, I would load test it and take a look at that.
Can you give me some advice on a kind of a battery that I'm supposed to, that would be best to get, both economically and for how well it's, you know, how dependable it is?
Wait, are you looking for a brand, Sandy, or just in general? I'm not sure
I just want to get a dependable one. I don't know anything about them.
Okay.
But I want to get something that, you know, when it's really cold.
Right.
That it will start.
Well,
car and, it's something dependable, but yet not the most expensive thing out there.
Right. Is the dealer that serviced the car, is he the one changing the oil? Is it the one that you bought it from?
Yes.
Okay. Ask him.
It's actually a different place. I had to buy it in a different town, but it's the same dealership. It's called Clayson.
Okay.
And they work with the Sparks, and he had all my information when I bought the Spark from another town in the Brenigan, and it's called Clayson, and they already had all my information, so apparently it was transferred to them.
But they're a Chevrolet dealer.
Yes.
Okay. Then it's going to be ask them that question. They're going to put a Delco battery in it, which I'm fine with. All right, or whatever original equipment came with the vehicle. Listen, it started the car the last 4 years.
What did you say the name of the battery is?
The battery is probably going to be a Delco brand.
Delco.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right, and that's listen. Think of it like this: the vehicle, whatever the vehicle came with, has been starting at the past 4 years. And I'm not saying it needs a battery today. But I'm just saying when you're approaching the fifth year, you want to think about a battery. You want to also inquire, approaching year five, is the car coming due for coolant? All right. Hopefully at the oil changes, they're doing what we call an acidic test strip, where we test the system. We test the system for acidity. All right. Because, again, as a vehicle sits, you'll see coolant turn from a neutral base to a more acidic base. All right. So you may actually call for a cooling system service sooner rather than later, and that's why I was trying to say before, doing something as per the manufacturer, as per what the vehicle tells me, you know what, that's okay if you just want to follow the book, but if you want to think outside the box, I've seen far too many examples of following the box and the box getting me in trouble, whereas if I do acidic test strips, if I load test batteries, if I look at actual condition of something and how it's holding up an environment, I'll get more out of the vehicle.
Okay.
All right. So those are the things you want to consider. It's too early for transmission fluid. It's too early for any of the other fluids that I could think of. Brake fluid might be discolored. You could ask them, you know, to look at brake fluid. I'm sure it's clear. It doesn't sound like it's going to make a whole heck of a lot of difference on your vehicle in terms of the way you're using it. But those little things, like I said, it's going to be a very condition-based service rather than mileage and time, because it's such a hard vehicle to predict because you don't go anywhere with it.
Okay. I know I normally do drive farther, but they've got so much road construction going right. Where I normally drive farther, so that's why it hasn't been driven too much this year.
Right. And then the last thing in closing that I would say is try and, you know, consider, I would change the oil on that vehicle every 6 to 8 months. I don't know that I'd wait a year. A year's the maximum. I wouldn't do it by 5,000 miles, because if it takes you a year and a half to 2 years to get the 5,000 miles, that's too long. If you look in your owner's manual, chances are there's going to be a line in there under maintenance. It was in General Motors owner's manuals for the longest time that talked about if the vehicle exceeded a year just based on time, regardless of mileage, they wanted the oil changed anyway. So following that guideline, remember that 5,000-mile interval, that's a guideline. That's not gospel. All right. It's still going to be predicated on actual condition. The oil should be looked at in terms of cleanliness. And the other thing I would be concerned about is if you're driving, if it's a year and a half, almost 2 years, based on how you're telling me you're driving, does anybody check the oil on a regular basis? Because as the vehicle gets older, chances are it may consume a little bit of oil, and that's going to become an issue unto itself, that you could have a problem with oil consumption and be low on fluid. So as cars age, as they get older, I understand budgets, I understand dollars, I understand things cost more, but we still want to take proper care of it. We still want to look at it on a regular basis. And doing an oil change on a long interval, somebody better be checking those fluids on a semi-annual basis just to be sure nothing's askew. Because as the vehicle gets older, something's going to pop up and it's going to be a problem. I appreciate the call. 855-560-9900. We're back right after this.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Little GTO, you really looking fine. Three deuces and a four speed and a 389.
Need advice on how to maintain that classic GTO? Ron is the guy. 855-560-9900. Here's Ron.
Hey, I should point out that this hour we're going to be giving away a Carlson brake job, in honor of the Carlson brake job completion kit, we're giving away a Carlson quality rig part swag bag. which includes a Carlson knit cap, a Carlson t-shirt, Carlson first aid kit, and so on. So we're looking to give that away this hour. Tom will pick it out. So if you feel interested and you want to convince Tom that you should be getting the free stuff, as we say, swag bag, give him a call at 855-560-9900. If anybody's out there in Elko, Nevada, at KBGZ, we would love to hear from you. And I bet you Tom would be willing to give it away to somebody there, too. Tom is the decision maker in this process. So let's look forward to that. Received an email. Wait a minute. Let me see if I can find it here in the pile on my desk. From Adam up in Monroe, New York. And Adam was asking me about RevHang. And actually, the way he wrote it. Oh, here it is. Wait down here. Wait a minute. There's a pile. I thought we were talking about Reverend Hang until I read the whole thing. It says, "Hi, Ron and crew. I bought my first Honda a year ago, a 2000 Honda CR-V 5-speed manual. I've owned many other manual cars in the past, which include a 94 Saab. Saab. You know what Saab stands for, Tom? Sure, ain't a BMW. 94 Mazda Miata, 93 Jeep Cherokee. But this is the first time I'm experiencing Rev Hang, which seems to be a trait of Hondas. I've had to adjust my shifting habits, but otherwise the car drives well. Can you please explain Rev Hang and why it's a characteristic of Hondas? Your neighbor, Adam, Monroe, New York." You know, Adam, I've experienced that. And, you know, General Motors used to do that, too. And actually, sometimes my Ranger will do that, my little manual transmission Ford Ranger. And my rationale, every time I've thought about it, and when I've talked to engineers in regards to why do we hold the idle up or why do we hold the engine up like that in terms of speed, is emissions. It's all about emissions related. They don't want to slam the throttle shut. They want to, they're doing it to help maintain temp in the cat. They're doing it to help keep things moving along, as it was explained to me without a very technical parlance. But you're looking at emission controls, and that's why they tend to do rev hang. That was the explanation I got years ago, and I've got to believe it's based on that now, because everything is emissions related. There is no exception to that. So, it's based on emissions, kiddo. You could probably buy a tuner for it if you wanted to change it, but I don't know that you need to. So it's just part of the process. It is the driving characteristic of the vehicle. If somebody's got a different opinion or a different answer, I'd love to hear it. Drop me a line. Dodge wrote back, and Dodge had written in the first hour. He was the one that pointed out regarding the Connecticut Transit buses. Connecticut Transit bus caught fire last week. I don't know if you saw the story, and I hadn't seen it until Dodge brought it up, that the Connecticut Transit bus caught fire, and how fast the fire happened, and they had to evacuate it. It was an electric bus, an EV bus. And Dodge wrote back and he said, "Hey, Ron, I guess he heard me talk about it on air. He's probably listening now." And he said, "Hey, Ron, have you ever considered what if that bus was in the bus garage where all the other buses are kept? Can you imagine the loss of structure and the amount of buses?" And, you know, it is an interesting question, because it's bad enough when you get an electric vehicle fire, and that burns down, and then the house burns down, unfortunately. You hope there's no loss of life or, you know, something fatal like that. But how are they going to put that fire out if nine electric vehicle buses or nine electric buses catch fire? The intensity of that. We were watching something on the news the other day, and they were talking about there's an electric vehicle out in Southern California in a salvage yard. It had been sitting there 3 weeks. 3 weeks. And it caught fire again. It had been in an accident. It had been parked for that amount of time. And it sat there 3 weeks, and then it caught fire again. And they had to call the fire department back out, and they had to go. Listen, I'm not, you know, I'm just reporting the news as it happens. So you got to wonder where we're going here. And then to make things even more confusing, this came across my desk this week, that BMW is going to be developing, or in the process of developing, they started offering lithium ion batteries way back as early as 2014, but now they're really starting to develop more and more. So you're going to see lithium ion batteries as the standard 12 volt cranking battery in a lot of vehicles. And you wonder what that's going to, what sort of effect that's going to have on the industry. Lithium ion batteries, the article goes on to say, didn't gain a lot of attention and flown under the radar in a few years. Customers likely don't know which type of battery they have, which is true. And technicians don't know either, or learn how to identify them. Modern vehicles are more dependent on electrical systems than any before. Yeah, that's true. And, you know, we're seeing more and more based on, in terms of electrical and wiring. And I had a conversation with someone the other day. We were talking about damage from an animal intrusion in a vehicle. And what brought it out was, what brought this up was, they were asking me what did I think would fix it, you know, to keep animals out of their vehicle. New Hampshire Oil Undercoating. I believe they're online. NewHampshireOilUndercoating.com, I believe, is the website. But you can just Google it, NHOU. And they've got a product that will repel rodents. I believe it's Mouse Out. And it will actually repel rodents because it attaches to the wiring harness, and it has a scent that will push animals away. And my conversation with this person was in regards to, you know, how an animal could total a vehicle. I think an animal could total a vehicle. I've seen it twice, in that they chewed up so much of the wiring harness that on an older vehicle, it was the one I was looking at was a 7-year-old, let me think about this a minute, it was a 7-year-old Chevy Impala that had the harness chewed up so badly in so many places that it wasn't a viable fix, and the vehicle ended up getting totaled. So, you know, you've got to wonder, you know, we're so dependent on wiring and electronics with vehicles that, you know, is it, you know, lithium ion batteries. The article then goes on to point out and talk about how to identify lithium ion. It says, why lithium ion? Well, they're maintenance free. They weigh less than standard traditional batteries. They offer a higher current consumption, and they offer increased cycle stability. Yeah, they do. But again, I've got to worry about a lithium ion battery near my vehicle that's going to cause some sort of a fire. I think I've told you guys this story, that when we replace tire pressure monitoring system sensors, we, you know, if we're programming sensors, and for example, we take one out and its identifier number is 1234, and we make the new sensor 1234, and then we put it in the vehicle, because it's still got 2 1234 sensors, because maybe we changed the older one because there was corrosion on the stem, not because the sensor itself went bad. The vehicle is going to see both sensors in the bay. Even I've had it where I've parked them out in front of the shop, and it'll still see both sensors and turn the light on. So we'll actually drill a hole through that TPMS sensor to disable the battery. You got to see the little flame that comes up just from the heat of the drill. It ignites the battery, and the thing flares up. I should probably do a video about that. That would actually, we could add that to the Car Doctor website. You know, if you go to cardoctorshow.com, we're building a video library there. But I should do that. But I don't know about lithium ion batteries putting more and more into the vehicle. You just wonder, is it a good idea? I'm not sure yet. I'm not sold. 855-560-9900. Give us a call. You want the Carlson swag bag? It's up for grabs. Talk to Tom. I'll be back right after this.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
There's a lot of pros to drinking HealthAid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try HealthAid Kombucha today.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents.
Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say free this week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Welcome back. Ron and Ian, the car doctor, here at 855-560-9900. By the way, I should point out that number is 24/7. You can call it, leave a message anytime, day or night, and Tom Ray will get you in the next queue for the next live broadcast. We are live on the network Saturday afternoons, East Coast time, 2 to 4 p.m. But you can call 855-560-9900 and leave a message. We will call you back because we want to help you fix your car. That's what this radio show is all about and has been for the past 31 years. So, speaking of fixing cars, I want to talk a little bit about a diagnostic strategy and routine. A lot of you ask me about this and you want to know, you know, what's my thought process is basically what you're telling me because, you know, Ron, why don't you just treat the symptom? Well, because it's not that I don't treat the symptom, but I look at the conditions, all right? The conditions create the symptom. And you have to think about it like that. We had a 2014 Chevy Silverado in the shop in the last 2 weeks that the customer complaint was the dash gauges would start to flake out and do all sorts of funny things. They would lose the radio. They would lose headlights. They would lose the electric power steering. It's an electric power steering vehicle. All sorts of electrical problems. And the customer wanted to replace the alternator. And I said, you know, you can surely do that. It's 8 years old. It's got 60,000 miles on it. It's your vehicle. But wouldn't it pay to diagnose it first? Like, let's look for the obvious. Because, you know, we always seem to find the time to look for the obvious and not so obvious faults in a vehicle after we don't fix it by throwing a part at it. So let's do some basic preliminary. All right. And I've said this before. I'll say it again. I always start with the same steps, you know. When my father was alive and he was teaching me, whether he knew it or not, at a very young age about repairing cars, there was always a process. Dad always said, you go steps 1 through 7. If you go to 3 and you skip 1 and 2, he goes, you might be missing something. It'll come back to bite you later on. That isn't exactly how he said it, but I have to keep it clean for family radio. So, got to go through the steps. I always scan things for codes. If you notice, you hear me talking more and more about how I scan for codes because it's an important step. You know, I'm waiting for the time when I go to the dentist when they're going to take my heart rate and blood pressure because I go to every other doctor and they take my heart rate and blood pressure. Okay. Whether I'm going to do anything heart rate or blood pressure tested or not, it just seems to be. And they always weigh you. I always wonder why they do that. Why do they get you to go on the scale to make you feel bad? I haven't quite figured that part out. But regardless, scan it for codes, all right? I scanned this Silverado for codes, and it had on the order of 17 or 18 different fault codes. It had a high charging rate fault code. It had a 621 L terminal at the field field terminal of the alternator unresponsive. It had a couple of ABS faults, lost communication, some CAN bus issues that were going on. They were in the past. The 621 was current. You know, just codes. Okay. Let's duplicate the problem. Can I make it happen? Set the car up, turned on every electrical load in the vehicle, wanted to place a high electrical load on it, and wasn't able to do so. Took it for a ride and couldn't duplicate the problem. And I saw a charging system voltage go down as low as 12.45, which in theory is wrong because the battery, we're now running off the battery at that point, if we want to believe that. But the truck never stalled. The gauges never flaked out. They never did anything of what the customer was describing to me. So move on. Next. I guess I could have condemned the alternator, but you know, I hate throwing parts at something. I want to check the things I can check. I pulled grounds. All Data does a great job. I went in and I looked under power and ground distribution. If you don't have a wiring diagram, boy, I'll tell you what, it's like trying to plot a trip somewhere without knowing the destination or how you're going to get there. They did a great job, All Data did, in their wiring diagrams. And by the way, you can do a DIY subscription just to make you guys aware, you can go to All Data. I forget the, I think it's alldatadiy.com, as a matter of fact. But you can Google it. And if you're working on a vehicle and you want a wiring diagram, you know what? Whatever it is, spend the money and get a subscription for the year for that vehicle. It just pays. But they do a great job. They showed me grounds. There were grounds 100, 103, 104, and I believe 110. I went through the grounds. Three of the grounds are down underneath the vehicle, and these are all part and parcel of the charging system circuit. I went through each ground one at a time. All right, took them apart, looked at them, took pictures of them. Three of the three were so badly distorted in the wear pattern, and you could see it. All right, they weren't clean by any stretch of the imagination. Rust had crept in over the past 8 years. It's a plow truck, and obviously plow trucks tend to, they take a beating, all right, when they're used on a commercial basis, and this one was no exception. The ringlet of the ground studs were corroded and rotted away. And, you know, a little tough to do because two of them were up front against the front cross member, and I had to get up there with I actually used a whiz wheel that I turned on its side just enough to kiss the steel and freshen it up and clean up all the old stuff and get rid of it all. Did the same to the wiring harness. And then I took the bolts, clamped them in a pair of vice grips, took them to a wire wheel, you know, scruffed them up, roughened the surface, give it some bite, give it something to dig into. Put it all back together. Now, when I put a clean ground on a vehicle, I like to coat it with something. I know old-time mechanics out there will say they coat the ground wires. I've seen them do this with wheel bearing grease or some kind of yellow grease, something that, you know, to help coat it. It's not, I'm not saying that's wrong, but my concern is on a plow vehicle or, you know, the next rainstorm, the next time, if ever, when you take it through a car wash, it's going to wash away. I use Permatex High Tech, the same spray, you know, red gasket maker. That stuff is impervious to so many things. And I'll just spray the ground studs. I'll spray the ground wires, 1, 2, 3. I did a voltage drop test on all of them. You know what? Customer came by this week. He left the truck on Friday. All we had to do was change the oil and rotate the tires. The vehicle's fixed. He was happy. He said, you know, listen, you saved me the price of a $600 alternator plus labor. And I said, well, and he asked me why. And I said, you know, Ken, because you got to go, where would you go? I always play what if. What if this doesn't fix it? You know, what would I go check next? And I always do that first before I change on an intermittent, before I start looking. Because a lot of times a diagnostic routine and following a procedure and telling me what's good or telling you what's good will tell you what's bad. And in the case of this truck, we solved what's been a three-year-old problem with this that another repair shop had actually installed a power steering rack. There was a pile of parts replaced on this truck, all because of ground wires that didn't age well in a high salt, you know, snow plow corrosive environment. So always look at environment, always look at condition, always look at how the vehicle's being operated and what kind of shape is the vehicle in. And that will tell you ultimately what it's going to take to fix it. So just a success story, very happy customer, and you know, a third the price of what it would have been to do the rest of it, to do a alternator. So keep that in mind. Diagnostic routines do pay off. 855-560-9900. The car doctor is going to pull over. Don't go away. I'm back right after this.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
I may be, but I'm enjoying the ride. So I was at the gym the other day. I should tell you this story before I go on. I was at the gym the other day. Coach Sam was coaching. It was Wednesday morning. And he said to me, he said, "Hey, I listened to the podcast." He said, "It sounds pretty good." He said, "You have a real good voice." He said, "You have a voice made for podcast." And I explained to him, you know, that, you know, it's not just, of course, Joel said, "I have the face made for radio," so he understands. But I said, you know, I said, it's not just a podcast. It actually starts out as a radio show. And then they, you know, I explained the business of radio. They take the radio show, they make it a podcast and so on. It was so weird because as he's talking and asking me and we're talking about this, I forgot, you know, it's 5 in the morning. It's 4:45 in the morning. We're getting ready to work out. And everybody starts gathering around and they're listening to the conversation. And all of a sudden somebody in the back went, "Wait, you're Ron Ananian? I think my dad listens to you." I just, you know, it's so weird. The gang at CrossFit Bison, Midland Park, New Jersey. Email, Ron, answer this by email. I've got a 2019 Honda Civic LX. I treat it like a new baby. It only has 17,000 miles on it, so I don't drive it much at all. My oil changes go between 35,000 to less than 4,000 miles. I've only used Mobil 1 fuel economy version or extended version with extended Mobil 1 oil filter. Sounds like a man after my own heart. I'm 64, and in my day, you just changed by mileage, but now listening to every podcast you've ever made. Well, actually, that's not true because there were podcasts before 2015, but they're lost forever in time. I'm hearing changing because of time instead of mileage, which is absolutely right. So with my driving very little, when should I change oil? I do my own changes because I know what's being put in and stuff. My car is kept outside, so warm weather, I don't think there would be as much condensation, which I never heard of before in engine oil. Thanks from Steve in Knoxville, Tennessee. Home of your Calhoun's barbecue. Still say, if you ever see a famous Dave's barbecue, try it. I think it will change your mind. Steve, I think I'll have to do that the next time I'm down Knoxville way. We'll go to a Dave's barbecue, a famous Dave's barbecue. Listen, oil changes to me, and this is the unscientific approach, and we could go through the drama of sending it out to a lab and doing complete oil analysis and get into analysis paralysis. And, you know, sometimes common sense still takes hold, all right? If you're not driving the mileage and you want to do this on a time basis, every 6 months, I think every 6 months is a good number, synthetic or not, especially if you're driving an older vehicle. And a lot of you are driving older vehicles, judging by there's no new vehicles to buy. You know, we had a call this hour, or was it the previous hour, this weekend's shows, where a woman from Wisconsin called up with her Chevy Spark and she's getting the oil changed. It sounded like every 3,000 to 5,000 miles, depending upon what the intervals were, and it sounds like it takes her 12 to 15 months or 12 to 18 months to get to that point. The danger is that condensation does have an effect. You know, cars are like kids, okay? When you're young, you can, you know, you can fall off the top of the seesaw or the teeter-totter or the monkey bars and, you know, you survive, right? But you're flexible, you're young, you're agile. As you get older, you bruise a little bit more, and all of a sudden, one day, you break something. Cars are kind of the same way. As they get older, when they're young, they're very forgiving. Things are fresh. Things are just assembled. They haven't been heat cycled. They haven't been beat up by the road. They haven't been beat up by environment, and they tend to last longer. So, you know, you get that vehicle that you're driving, you know, less than 4,000 miles a year, or not even, when do you change oil? I do it every 6 months. Because I'm also concerned about, is anybody pulling the dipstick every once in a while? In Steve's case, Steve, you're probably pulling the dipstick because you're a car person. But for the person that isn't, and yeah, believe it or not, there's people out there like that. I know people that don't know which end of the car the engine's actually in. I know people that don't even know they have an engine, except they have to put gas in it. They're not quite sure how to do that either. They also can't chew gum and walk at the same time. That's a whole nother conversation. You know, changing the oil every 6 months, checking the oil on a regular basis, looking around at fluids on a regular basis on an older vehicle is only going to pay dividends by preventing a small problem from becoming a much more expensive one. And you've got to think like this. You know, I don't know where the fascination with how long can I get on my oil change came from. To me, that ranks right up there with the stupidity of I've got a 5-year battery that's 9 years old. And there's people out there like that. I'm going to get hate mail from that comment this weekend. And yeah, so be it. I don't care. All right. I think you're asking for it. You know, I also want to make one last comment too, and Steve, I hope that does it for you. For everybody in what I call upstate New York that I've insulted over the past 3 months by calling upstate New York, I've received enough mail already. I understand. If you live up in Buffalo, Rochester, to you guys, it's Western to New York. To somebody down here in New Jersey and New York, it's upstate New York, all right? That's just the way we look at it. At least you guys aren't totally confused. I can't stand the people that live in New Jersey that say, we're going to drive up to North Carolina. And I've got a few of those hanging around, too. Those totally just confuse the heck out of me. I don't get it either. 855-560-9900. The Car Doctor is back right after this.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Here I come in my 57. She's a real rider. Paid perfection with her.
Welcome back, Ronnie and the Car Doctor. Hey, there was some really positive news on the EV front this week that I want to report. Siemens, S-I-E-M-E-N-S, has come out with a device that sits, the way the article reads, it sounds like it plugs into the household's utility meter. So it plugs in ahead of the service box and lets you charge your electric vehicle through that. So you don't have to do a service panel upgrade. You're just pulling right from the pole straight through without having to go through a panel. So that was kind of interesting that they've got that technology working. So I took that as a positive sign. I want to just talk to you. I want to leave you with some thoughts about vehicle maintenance this week because, you know, we've talked a lot about what to do. I want to talk about the consequences of when you do nothing. We had a 2016 F-150 with 130,000 miles on it come into the shop this week for the first time. First-time customer, first time we saw them. Had a check engine light on. And the concern was that the vehicle felt like it was stalling every now and then. Due diligence, right? What I always tell you guys. We ran through my basic routine of, you know, steps 1 through 7. And scanning for codes. Reporting a misfire on cylinder 5. Reporting a problem with the variable valve timing control for the opposite bank of cylinder 5. And it also was low a quart and a half of oil, even though the oil had been changed less than 800 miles ago. There was a whine in the rear end that was so loud, I don't think you could turn the radio up loud enough to drown the noise out, if that was your objective. And when I looked at this vehicle, you know, how do you attack this? How do you decide what you want to chase and give the customer back a vehicle that works? In the end, I put the right amount of oil in it. I cleared codes. I explained to her the consequences of what we were doing and where I thought this was going and how, you know, we could have an oil consumption problem. 5-liter Fords this generation do consume oil, especially if they've been overheated, and she had no good service records. It could be a variable valve timing solenoid. It could be something worse. And I kind of laid out a diagnostic routine and a service pattern of what she needs to do in order to meet the needs of this truck. I think it's too late for hers. Don't let it be too late for yours. Do your maintenance. Take care of what you got. Till the next time, good mechanics aren't expensive. They're priceless. See you.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.